My name is Barbara Ross, and I live in the Lower East Side, and I decided to stay in the neighborhood for the storm. My biggest fear was the electricity going out, so I decided to leave my apartment. Pretty much the majority of the people were staying indoors and staying safe, but I just felt that was the best place to be, part of the community, being with other people, sharing the experiences, good or bad. So we're standing there and we're looking at the water, and suddenly we hear this huge boom, I mean like a really loud sound, and then the lights went out. The lights are out, the water's coming in, you know, from the surge from the East River. I had just heard that my friend, he was going through the water. It was like knee deep. He had just opened a museum, it was called the Morris Museum, and he was trying to rescue everything that was in there because it was literally flooded. The basement was flooded all the way up to the ceiling. So I'm like panicking, telling the police officer, my friend is like gone deep into the water, and you know, what are you going in there and seeing if people are okay? And they're like, no, they were just screaming, go home, everybody go home, there's nothing you can do. So we walked around a little longer, and then we saw some bars had stayed open. They put candles up, and even though it was, you know, a tragic feeling on all the disaster and all the horrible things going on, there was this nice aspect where people were outside and it had a very community feeling to it, like kind of where the East Village was in the old days. So somebody was out there playing the accordion, and there was about 15 of us just singing songs, and it was really, really special until someone told us to shut down because his baby was up. I actually volunteer for a group called Time's Up. It's an environmental group. And one of the things we do is we have created these energy bikes. They are bikes that are run by human power. You know, we thought, oh, this is where we can be of help. So the very next day, we went to the Morris Museum that had the water up to the ceiling. They used the energy bike to run the pump to get the water out. And then we realized people have cell phones, but they're all dying. So then we set up a center where we were charging about 7 phones at a time. We spent like 4 days, pretty much all day, charging people's phone. I felt really good that I had a purpose, that I could help out in some way. And then when the lights came back on, it was a sense of relief, but then it was kind of sad because then everybody went back into their houses, and that aspect of it was over.